When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News. For football fans, no controversy over chicken wings being part of the spread.
They're so wicked, wicked easy, and people really do love chicken wings. They kind of go crazy for it.
David Leet, publisher of Leet's Culinaria, the only possible disagreement over which kind is best.
A sriracha chicken wing, real spicy, and of course classic buffalo chicken wings with the blue cheese dressing and also the celery and the spicy chicken wings. And then also some Asian wings too, something maybe, we have something called mahogany chicken wings, which is brushed with soy sauce and a bunch of other spices and a bunch of other condiments. We have chicken peppery wings, which is a very easy way of doing it, which is nothing more than some black pepper and some butter and some paprika on top of that also. And then we have spicy baked wings, which also are, again, very simple to do.
You lightly salt the wings and toss them with a half cup of hot sauce using tongs. Put the wings on a baking sheet in a single layer. Bake uncovered for 45 minutes at 375, flipping once after 25 minutes. You take them out of the oven, drain the fat from the baking sheet, and toss the chicken with a half cup of hot sauce. Put it back in the oven and broil for a few minutes till brown speckles start to appear. Blue cheese dip on the side. For sriracha lovers,
do a sriracha butter, like for instance the buffalo chicken wings that we have. You have the hot sauce, which does have the unsalted butter and the hot pepper sauce, like Frank's, black pepper, garlic powder, and you mix all of that up, and then when they come out, you toss them in that. So you would have that ready like that. The same thing with the sriracha. If you want to use the sriracha one, you can use the melted butter. You can use a little bit, which is kind of nice, a little bit of sour cream, and that's been watered down a bit, and you can do that so it gives more of a creamy texture to it. And as it sits in the oven, it'll just get a little bit thicker and really adhere really well to the wings. So you can do it that way, too.
There are two basic ways to make them. For fried,
the most important thing is patting them dry, because otherwise they're going to basically almost steam in the oil. And so you want to get oil. You want to get it really hot to about 350 degrees. And you can do it in as little as 2 to 3 inches of oil. And then what you do is you basically add them to the oil, and you'll cook them and for 6 to 7 minutes. And then when they come out, that's when you can start putting on, you put them on a drain, you put them on a rack to drain. And then that's when you can toss them with the sriracha sauce, you can toss them with paprika, cumin, any of your favorite herbs and spices, and then serve them alongside any kind of dip that you want. Of course, the blue cheese dip is really, really popular. So that's the easiest way. And then when you bake them, it's similar, except what you're doing, you can put some of the spices on the baked wings before you put them in the oven. And you would do them high for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but they already have the spices on them. And then you can just take them out of the oven and then serve them or take them out of the oven. What we tend to do, anytime we do something like this, put them in the oven. We then turn off the oven, leave the oven open by about 2 or 3 inches. And that they can stay in there warm because the oven temperature will drop tremendously.
If you like them extra crispy, coat with a little bit of cornstarch.
There's very little gluten in it, so it creates a really crunchy, crispy crust.
I'm Lillian Wu, and this is Fox and Food.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.